This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another live broadcast. We are live with you on Sunday nights. And I have to tell you, just like clockwork, what happens, it's almost like it's for my show, right? All of this news comes out over the weekend, and then we get an opportunity here on Sunday night to discuss it with you, get your reaction, and man, I don't even know where to start tonight. There is so much happening in the news. Of course, the website is ChristianMoney.com. You can follow me over at Twitter, at James L. Paris. And, well, I guess we start with the top story. So WikiLeaks is at it again, and this is just delicious. Absolutely delicious if you are a conservative. So, of course, the Sanders people, Bernie Sanders followers, have been saying for months and months and months, this whole primary race with Hillary Clinton is rigged. It's completely rigged. It's a scam. All the superdelegates were already committed to Hillary Clinton before the game even started. I mean, imagine if we found out that the World Series was rigged. Now, that happened one time, right? The Chicago Black Sox, and I just got back from Chicago. That's why we weren't live last week. I was on my vacation to Chicago. But imagine if we found out that the World Series was rigged. That's basically the equivalent here for Democrats. They find out that the whole deal was rigged. And if you haven't heard the story yet, WikiLeaks, of course, the organization that's famous for hacking into people's computers and releasing information that sort of tells the whole story, information that people don't want to get out. And there's a lot on this story I'm going to talk about here tonight, especially in the first few minutes, information you don't even know because it's not being reported anywhere else. So you just don't want to turn to another program tonight. We want to also welcome a ton of people listening over at TalkStream Live, people listening over at the network site, our affiliate stations. Tonight, we are not broadcasting on Facebook. I think Facebook is over their bandwidth. I knew this would happen. Once we started doing the Facebook Live simulcast of the show, we can't rely on it now because Facebook, I've been trying for 30 minutes and it won't let me connect to the video feature. So this happens with these video sites. I know we don't realize this as mere humans, but when you start doing live video, the bandwidth that requires is incredible. But anyway, let's get back to this whole DNC thing. A lot to go over tonight. And again, there's sort of a hidden bombshell in the story that I'm going to get to, being a financial guy, that you're probably not going to hear about anywhere else. And especially if you're a Democrat and you have given money to the DNC, you need to stay tuned because there's a bombshell hidden within this that could affect your personal finances as immediate as tonight. So you don't want to miss this. All right, so WikiLeaks has hacked in to the DNC email servers. We don't know exactly who did the hacking. Some reports are saying that it was the Russians that hacked in, and the Russians shared this with WikiLeaks. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes you have a hacker that's not necessarily WikiLeaks that gets the information, and then WikiLeaks is the one that disseminates the information. I don't really know. I don't really care how the information came out. But what we find out is that pretty much the accusation of the Bernie Sanders camp that the whole deal was rigged turns out to be the case because the DNC chairman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was supposed to be an independent sort of third party to the process, representing the Democrat National Committee, not necessarily advocating for any particular candidate. That turns out not to be true. And we all knew this. We all knew that Wasserman Schultz was in the bag for Hillary Clinton, but it was just sort of innuendo, right? And we kind of knew it, but there wasn't really any proof of it. And now the proof is out. I mean, it's out there for everybody to see. And I find it just absolutely fascinating, the timing of this. Here we are, one day away from the Democrats having their convention in Philadelphia. Now, early stories were that Wasserman Schultz was going to immediately step down as the head of the DNC, immediately. Now, later stories that I read are saying that Wasserman Schultz will actually step down after the convention. So I mean, she's been the DNC chairman for 8 years. Sounds like nothing's really, you know, happening in terms of any punishment to her for how she behaved in all of this. And there's so many more stories breaking on this. Donna Brazil, who is a CNN consultant, one of those talking heads that you see when you turn on CNN. Well, again, she was supposed to be a CNN contributor, whatever they call them, and was supposed to sort of be a third party herself to the process as a commentator. Well, CNN has now suspended her contract because as part of this email dump from WikiLeaks, it turns out that Donna Brazil was in on cooking the books for Hillary Clinton as well, which again is no surprise, right? I mean, we kind of know these things, but then, you know, when we finally get it's like a man who's denying his wife is having an affair and everybody all over town is telling him. And then finally the pictures show up of his wife with another man. I mean, this is really the analogy of what's happening here. So Donna Brazil apparently was in on it. And just so we know how seedy this got to really some super dark things. One of the ideas apparently presented in some of these email exchanges was to really focus on Bernie Sanders' religious beliefs or lack thereof in the Southern primaries to try and alienate him from Southern voters. I guess you know that you're not very religious when Clinton advisors are suggesting that she invoke religion to her benefit. You know, if you're the Clintons, you think to yourself, okay, what are our strengths? What are our weaknesses here? Let's bring up religion and good living and integrity as a strength. You know, they're kind of reaching there, but I mean, you know, Bernie Sanders, I guess we don't really know. He says he is a Jewish man, but not practicing, actively the Jewish faith. Some people have also, opined that maybe he's, atheist, maybe he's agnostic. We really don't know because he's not one who has talked much about his religion, but that was part of the strategy. Again, not just Clinton advisors, but the DNC apparatus involved in that as well. So a lot of stuff coming out on this, and I guess I'll get to my bombshell here. A good radio person would like wait and hold this until the third segment of the show. That's why they only let me do this one day a week, because I don't have all of those skills where I can hold things back. So here we go. Here's the bombshell. If you go to the WikiLeaks website, they have all of these emails now available and they're searchable. So I ran across an article 2 hours ago that claimed that you could actually go to the WikiLeaks website, go to the search box and type in the word contribution, and it will expose people's passport numbers and partial credit card numbers and show all kinds of detailed information about them, home address, phone number, how much money they gave, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yep, yep, yep. It absolutely does. And so I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. Yes, I'm glad all this information came out, but my goodness, this is exposing people to identity theft. If you gave money to the DNC, I hope you have one of those identity theft programs in place, because you're going to need it It may be too late. Your identity may have been stolen. Your bank account might be empty. You should do that. Check online during the break. We'll be back. When we come back, we'll be talking about the Hillary's America movie, which I just saw last night. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. We are live with you on Sunday nights, talking about all the things happening in the news today, the DNC email leak and WikiLeaks and all that's going on with that. And then, of course, two big movies out, and one of these you can watch completely online. I don't know. Some people, I'm finding less and less people today are reading books. So if you really want to reach people, everything I've read, it said you've got to do videos. I mean, that's all the internet marketing books I've been reading, seminars I've gone to, you got to do video. And yeah, it's a lot more difficult to do video for most people because you got to have, you know, some basic equipment, you got to comb your hair, you got to have lighting, and so it's a little bit more trouble. But the Clinton Cash book by Peter Schweitzer, that's been out now for some time. But most people don't know about what's in this book, and there is a movie that you can watch. Just Google Clinton Cash movie, and I know they're doing this in two ways. There are certain times you can go and watch it, but I guess because of the demand, they've already had like 175,000 people watch the movie online in the last day or so. But now what they're doing is I believe they put it up on YouTube where you can just watch it on demand whenever you want to watch it. And what this movie is all about, it's all about the Clinton Foundation. And there's some really spooky things going on with the Clinton Foundation. Let me tell you one thing that I did that I hear no one talking about. All right, if you want to give money to a charity, there are these different websites, you know, that you can go to. We've talked about them on the show before, where you can go and check out a charity to make sure that it's not a scam. Really, the biggest site out there is a site called Charity Navigator. Now, you would think, okay, if you are the Clinton Foundation, you would think that there would be some information that you could get on the Clinton Foundation, which, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of millions, billions, I don't know how much money is involved here. It's an incredible amount of money. But you think, okay, if I go to the number one charity website, there's going to be some basic information. Now, Charity Navigator, they do like a spreadsheet, giving you all kinds of information. There's some basic information here, but let me tell you what is weird. And this is why you need to see the movie Clinton Cash. What is bizarre is that the Clinton Foundation is not rated by Charity Navigator. It has no rating. I'm telling you, look, if I did this, if I set up a charity and raised all this money and then could not even get a basic rating from one of the rating services, I'd probably be in jail right now. Anybody would probably be, unless your name is Clinton. There's shady things going on here. I mean, this is, you know, Charity Navigator, and everybody has to play ball with Charity Navigator. I don't care if you're the Red Cross, Salvation Army, American Cancer, whatever your organization is, you have to play ball with Charity Navigator because people check these kinds of things out. But I guess it doesn't matter if you're the Clintons. So let me read to you what it says here about this, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about the two movies here. It says, why isn't this organization rated? Now, if you don't believe me, you can go to charitynavigator.org and type in Clinton Foundation. And just look at this. Why isn't this organization rated? ? We had previously evaluated this organization, but have since determined that this charity's atypical business model cannot be accurately captured in our current rating methodology. Our removal of the Clinton Foundation from our site is neither a condemnation nor an endorsement of this charity. We reserve the right to reinstate a rating for the Clinton Foundation as soon as we identify a rating methodology that appropriately captures its business model. What? And not only is this, okay, not only do we have a scam charity here, clearly, the Clinton Foundation, but this woman is running for president behind this. I mean, this is almost beyond belief. That, I mean, who would believe that you could have a charity raising hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars? According to this IRS spreadsheet they have here, it says that this charity is bringing in $184 million a year, and their current assets are $354 million. That's how much money they have sitting around, $354 million. I don't know. I thought you're supposed to bring this money in and give it away to the different causes. But that's what this movie is all about, Clinton Cash. And, you know, even if you are a Democrat, fine. These people are criminals. I mean, this is, as Roger Stone puts it, this is a slush fund for grifters. This is a scam charity. It's a complete scam charity. Now, like I said, anybody else would end up going to jail if they were in a similar situation, but not the Clintons. And here we go. You know, not only is there no shame involved in this, but this woman is running to be president. Unreal. So the movie is called, it's based on the book. It's called Clinton Cash. And it gets into all of this stuff. Now, let me tell you, there is a special place in hell for people who raise money for causes like, you know, Haitian babies who are abandoned because their parents are dead in one of the poorest countries in the world, and they have that horrible hurricane. And so you get on the first plane and you go over there and you raise a bunch of money showing pictures of these poor Haitian families, Haitian babies that are orphaned. And then what we find out is that a lot of that money is not getting to those people. I mean, where is it going? It's going to all these like insider business deals, people that are connected to the Clintons. I don't want to ruin the movie for you. I haven't seen the entire movie, although I have read part of this book. I have not read all of it. It's almost like after you hear just 10% of this, okay, enough, I'm done. You want to go in the bathroom and you want to throw up is what you want to do when you hear about this. And you just wonder, what is wrong with people that they will still continue to vote these criminals back into office again? You know, the only comeback you hear from Democrats is, well, you know, they all do it. They're all in on it. So, you know, I guess it doesn't matter. They're all criminals. So I probably agree with that much of Washington is corrupt. Probably so. But wow, you take it to an art form, the Clinton Foundation. Then Hillary's America, Dinesh D'Souza, a guy who is a convicted felon, went to prison for, drumroll please, giving too much money in a political campaign. Yeah, guy goes to prison. I think he served like 9 months or a year. He's a convicted felon, lost his right to vote. All of that is in the beginning of the movie. Then he gets into really who are the Republicans and who are the Democrats. And if you're an African-American, you got to go see this movie. I'm going to tell you more about it after the break. Shocking stuff in there about really who is the friend of the black community, Democrats or Republicans. I'll have details after this. We'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, I'm sitting here during the break, and I'm over at TalkStreamLive.com, which is one of our favorite affiliates outlets for the show. And I'll tell you what, here we are again. Hour number two, we're probably going to be in the top, 10 shows, but we're right now in the top 20 shows over there, which is great because, here I am. I've got a radio studio built into a spare bedroom in my house. And here I am over at TalkStream Live. I'll mention some of the names that I'm above. Laura Ingram, Michael Medved, John Tesh, Sean Hannity, Herman Cain, Alan Combs, on and on and on. I love being independent, and nobody tells me what I have to sand the show. And I love this radio network that I'm on because I have the independence. A lot of these other shows, you listen to them. Be careful. I've warned you before. They pitch a lot of crap to you, and they do a lot of personal endorsements of products and services that don't make any sense, a lot of scammy things. And it's just great to see how you can be independent in this world and just do your own thing, and there you are. And so thank you to everybody listening over to us tonight at TalkStream Live. All right, so more about this Dinesh D'Souza movie. This guy does a great job with his movies. I really enjoy the movies. Yes, they're documentaries, but they're interesting. I also enjoy his voice. He's got a very pleasant voice to listen to. Some people don't use your own voice. Maybe get a voiceover person, depending on the individual. But I love Dinesh D'Souza's voice. Very easy to listen to for an hour and a half watching this movie. But the whole premise of the movie is that if you are a black person in America today and you want to really study history, you're going to find out that it's the Republican Party that is more in favor of that's been supporting you historically, that's been more in favor of civil rights and all of those issues than the Democrats. And he makes his case. I mean, you really can't argue his case when you watch the movie. And, you know, I'm not here tonight as a Republican to beat the drum as a Republican. I'm a conservative. And a lot of you know where I stand on Trump is I'm going to vote for Trump because I'm going to be voting against Hillary. I'm not really a huge Trump guy. In fact, there was really nobody this time around that I was super excited about. But in any case, if you are an African-American, a Black American, you should watch this movie just to see the other side of the story. And I just challenge you to watch it, because I think a lot of Black Americans today, it's just a knee-jerk reaction to go and vote for the Democrat. And if you just look at the most recent two terms of Barack Obama, you can see that unemployment among Blacks is higher than when he took office. The average net worth of everyone is down, but even more so in Black households. Barack Obama, you know, was supposed to be the savior for the Black community, and he was anything but that. And so maybe you're disillusioned and you're a Black American and you're saying, man, I don't know what's going on here. I have a big surprise. I'll tell you what, I have a prediction of a big surprise. I think African-Americans in much larger numbers than anybody is predicting are going to come out supporting Trump this time around. I really do. And this whole thing with what the DNC did, rigging the primary for Hillary. Wow. The Sanders people are already, they're so upset. I don't want to use the language on the radio that I would use to tell you how upset they are. But these people, I mean, they were already planning to come in droves to have protests at the convention this week in Philadelphia. Now, this is like throwing red meat into the lion's den. I mean, the fact that, okay, now we know that the DNC was in the bag for Hillary. And here's the most interesting thing. I had no plans at all of watching any of the DNC convention this week. But I'm really curious now to see what Bernie Sanders does now that he is slated as a speaker. I'm really curious to see if this guy has finally had enough, if this was the straw that broke the camel's back, and he's going to get up there and say, you know what? I was robbed. This was rigged. I don't know. I mean, the Clintons are probably on the phone with him right now negotiating. Please, Bernie, we'll give you $10 million if you'll keep your mouth shut. We'll give you $20 million. We'll make you president of the Clinton slush fund if you will keep your mouth shut. I can only imagine the begging and the pleading and the gnashing of teeth that's going on right now. Them trying to calm down Bernie Sanders after he found out that, in fact, he was robbed. Well, all right. So you can watch the Clinton Cash movie online. You can do that online for free. But then you go to the movie theater to watch Hillary's America. It's interesting. Here's the problem, though, with these movies that Dinesh D'Souza does. I love these movies, but the truth is that I looked around and, you know, these are probably people that were going to go Republican anyway that are there. So a lot of these movies tend to be preaching to the converted. You're not really reaching the people you want to reach. Maybe that will be different on this movie, but I highly recommend going to see that. Hillary's America, very, very entertaining and interesting and very, very good history lesson. All right, the NBA. Basically, what the NBA decided this week is that if you're not okay with young boys coming into the girls' locker room at your young daughter's high school or middle school, you know, maybe your daughter's you know, in a PE program where maybe the girls shower after class, which we were required when I was in high school, we had to take a shower after class. A lot of us didn't want to do that. It's like, hey, I'm not going to get naked and go into the shower here in front of all my friends. I don't want to do that. I'll just stink for the rest of the day. But we had no choice. We had to take a shower. So what the NBA said was, guess what, folks? We're moving the All-Star game. We're moving it out of North Carolina because we think that it is discrimination if girls and boys aren't allowed to crash each other's bathrooms and locker rooms, and men and women. Really? I told one of my friends, I said, all right, we've got to try this. We've got to get some tickets to an NBA game. And we've got to dress up as transgenders. I mean, I'm talking, let's get wigs, let's get makeup, let's get loud dresses with all kinds of flashy print designs on them and high heels. And we'll have somebody do our makeup. And let's just walk in. We'll do both. We'll go into the men's bathroom first. Then we'll go into the women's bathroom. Really, can you imagine? And they're removing the game. And according to North Carolina officials, this is going to cost area businesses somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 million of lost revenue. And this is not just a theoretical loss, because let me tell you how this works. The NBA will usually let you know where the game is going to be at least a year or two out. So you've got to believe that there were countless hotel reservations, flight reservations, maybe even, hotel conference rooms booked for parties and gatherings, et cetera, et cetera. All that to just be pulled off the table and canceled because the people in North Carolina said, guess what? We want to have a men's bathroom for men, and we want to have a woman's bathroom for women. Can you imagine? So let's move the NBA All-Star Game out of North Carolina because of the hate. Can you imagine the hate of telling men to use the men's bathroom and women to use the women's bathroom? I mean, why do we even wear clothing anymore? If this is all okay, that we can just decide what gender we are on any given day and just go into facilities where people are naked, why don't we all just walk around naked? I mean, what's wrong? I mean, why don't we just walk into a Denny's naked? I mean, why not? All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I'll calm down and talk about the latest scam for Hillary Clinton. And it's not her own. It's her new Veep, Tim Kaine. Oh, wow. We'll tell you what's going on with him after this. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Yeah, just watching some live news feeds here during the break. Some horrible atrocities, it looks like, taking place in Turkey, our supposed NATO ally. Just Google that. I mean, some of the stuff here, it's almost hard to believe. There's one picture that I tweeted out of hundreds and hundreds of men stacked up in a room, hogtied, and there's stories here of torture, sexual assault of those that were part of the failed coup attempt in Turkey. I hope this isn't true. This is just unbelievable. This is just horrible. All right, what are we talking about here? Tim Kaine, the Veep pick of Hillary Clinton. You know, I get to the point where I'm like a lot of you. I get the emails, the tweets, and you say, look, they're all on the take. You know what, Jim? They're all dishonest. And you know, I'm getting to that point where more and more I'm becoming jaded. I'm becoming cynical when it comes to politics. And I'm looking at this. Why does it have to be just a lesser of two or three or five or 100 evils? I mean, that's what we're looking at here. So here we go. Tim Kaine, who is the senator from Virginia, former governor of Virginia. Here's the headline. This is from the New York Times. And I'll read a little bit of this to you here. It says basically that Tim Kaine is now under the spotlight, having to explain $160,000 of gifts that he received while he was working. It says here, as a lobbyist. Let me see here. He got Final Four tickets. He got several cases of wine. He got rides on private jets. And I guess this was while he was in office, as governor and lieutenant governor and so forth and so on. And a lot of these were related to organizations that had, pending legislation. And so what they're saying here is that he didn't do anything illegal because he disclosed all of this, $160,000 in gifts. Just think of that number. You know, maybe you're listening tonight and maybe, you know, you have a decent job. You're making $40,000 or $50,000 a year. The idea that an elected official is receiving $160,000 in gifts, and I'm sure this is not all of it. I'm sure there's a way that you don't have to disclose a lot of things, you know, but this is just what was disclosed. I mean, so here we go. Tim Kaine, the Veep for Hillary Clinton. So you're going to hear more about this story this week. It says here, under Virginia's ethics rules at the time, the gifts that Tim Kaine received as governor, which had a value of more than $160,000, were all legal as long as they were disclosed. And you know what? I grew up in Chicago. I know how this all works. These are not gifts. Can we be adults tonight? Bribes. Can we say bribes? You don't give people six-figure amounts of money as gifts. I mean, I love my wife. She could probably count up everything I've given her since we've been married, and it wouldn't come up to, to 20% of this. I'm probably ashamed. I shouldn't be saying that on the radio, right? I mean, really? Are we that naive that we believe that these are actually gifts? Let's just call them what they are. Bribes, right? You give a politician $160,000, and there's legislation also pending at the time, and on and on and on. And we don't have to be all that smart to be able to figure out what's going on here. California is burning, folks. And if you're not following the news, I happen to know, I've got some firsthand knowledge of what's going on there by way of the fact that my wife's sister, so that's my sister-in-law and also my brother-in-law, they live in the community of Santa Clarita, California, which is north of the Los Angeles area. My wife showed me a picture that she got today. I think it was sent to her as a text message, this picture from her sister. The picture of the flames from the distance from her house, and they were forced to evacuate from their home. And if you have never seen these kinds of fires, we're talking about, this is like a scene out of a Hollywood disaster movie. I mean, the size of these flames are so enormous. They're talking about this fire near Los Angeles is now, they say, it has doubled, and it's gone from 11,000 acres to 22,000 acres. I mean, these are like walls of fire that when they can jump like a multi-lane highway. It's just unreal the amount of heat that can be produced. And many of these fires like this can actually be seen from the space station, can be seen from space, from satellite pictures. I've got one picture here up on my screen where there's a fire truck actually going up and down. It looks like an 8-lane highway trying to spray the edge of the highway to prevent this fire from jumping an 8-lane highway. Absolutely unreal what is happening in California. And God bless, you know, those of you in California. I mean, some of these pictures are just unbelievable. It just makes me wonder, though, why do people live in California? I mean, forgive me for bringing that up at this time. Maybe I shouldn't, but when I see the mudslides and the taxes that these people pay and these fires and the crime and the traffic, and you've got state income taxes and property taxes of $10,000 or $15,000 a year just to stay in a house you already own without a mortgage. Man, I guess they have nice beaches there. I cannot believe these pictures. So say a prayer for our friends in California. They have been dealing with a multi-year drought, and of course, we know that leads to exactly what we're seeing here, these enormous, enormous wildfires. And here we go again, just so that we have an opportunity to close the show out on an extremely politically incorrect note. And of all places, I thought I would bring this story to you from the Huffington Post. So you can't blame me for cherry picking this story. So here's the headline from the Huffington Post. Deadly machete attack in Germany kills one and injures two others. And oh my goodness, I'm laughing because wait till you hear the subtitle to this. Police say a 21-year-old Syrian refugee, 21-year-old Syrian refugee carried out the attack in the city of Reutlingen. Thank you, Merkel, right? I mean, this is horrible. And I'm laughing so that I don't cry because I don't understand these people. When we look at the numbers and look at the overwhelming percentage of these refugees are young men, and they're not all bad, they're not all terrorists, but some percentage are, and I think it's a much larger percentage than what anybody is admitting to. And here we go. I mean, a machete attack, clearly Islamic terror. This is the thanks these people get for allowing in thousands and thousands of Syrian refugees. And so here we go again. You know, I guess Trump is a racist. He's filled with hate because he basically said, let's stop letting these people in our country until we can figure out. He didn't say stop altogether. He said, until we can figure out what is going on and how that can be hateful and racist. And the attack, of course, in Cologne, Germany, 1,000 women raped on New Year's Eve by refugees. I mean, I don't know what these people are thinking. I really do not understand it. And the more and more of these attacks that take place, I mean, it's like Trump has said, I mean, forgive the analogy, but it's the most apt one you can think of. It's the Trojan horse attack, right? So they're not going to storm our shores like they did in World War II when the U.S. stormed the beaches of Normandy. They're not going to come in that way. They're coming in as refugees. And then at a time and place of their choosing, they take out a machete and start killing people or they get their hands on guns. Are we that stupid that we can't see this? All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with hour number two after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to Jim Paris Live. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.